Hello, all, and welcome to Lone Star Season 2 Semifinals. Tonight, beloved star Maddie, Traviata, and Russ face off to see who will make the finale of Lone Star Season 2 and will join Dylan in the ranks of the winner of Lone Star. So tonight, we had them do a song by an artist that we chose for them. So Beloved had Alison Krauss, Maddie had Carrie Underwood, Traviata had the Dixie Chicks, and Russ had Tim McGraw. And they had to do a song by that artist, but it could be any song. So up first, we have Russ.
$48 last night at the county fair. I threw it at my shoulder, but I won her that teddy bear. She's got me saying sugar pie, honey, darling, and dear. I ain't seen the Braves play a game all year. I'm gonna get fired if I don't get some sleep. My long lost buddies say I'm getting in too deep, but I like it, I love it, I want some more of it. I try so hard, I can't rise above it. Don't know what it is about that little cow's loving, but I like it, I love it, I want some more of it. My mama and daddy tried to teach me courtesy, but it never sank in till that girl got a hold of me. Now I'm holding umbrellas and opening up doors. I'm taking out the trash and I'm sweeping my floors. I'm crossing my fingers and counting every kiss. I'm praying that it keeps going on like this, 'cause I like it, I love it, I want some more of it. I try so hard, I can't rise above it. Don't know what it is about that little gal's loving, but I like it, I love it, I want some more of it. Gotta watch my truck and dress up to pick her up to watch TV. Then she sits down on the sofa, she moves a little closer, she can't get enough of me. And I like it, I love it, I want some more of it. I try so hard, I can't rise above it. Don't know what it is about that little cow's loving, but I like it, I love it, I want some more of it. Oh yeah, baby. You know what I like. Yeah, I like that. Why don't we just turn out the lights?
Russ. Here he is. He likes it. He loves it.
He wants baby. Some more of it.
Oh, baby. All right. Laura, what did you think?
I really, like, thought your emotion was a lot better this week, Russ. I thought that I got, like, a genuine vibe from this song. Like, you really did love it this week. Which is nice. I felt like the song was like a little bit high for you, and you were kind of like, it seemed a bit strainy at the higher parts, and you were overshot a bit. Like, you knew that it was a bit high and you were kind of going for it a bit too much. But I thought that your emotion was a great improvement. I didn't like dislike it. There was just a few pitch problems for me this week.
Yeah, it's weird because, like, this, like, the last few weeks, I feel like we've been like, oh, Russ, we want you to be, like, more excited and, like, goofy and into your song. And I feel like you were. And, but then you kind of sacrifice pitch a little bit. And, like, because, like, you're, like, your energy was so good, like, especially in the chorus, like, I really liked when you were, like, kind of, like, almost laughing at some parts. Yeah. And then, like, a little bit, a little bit some parts were, like, a little pitchy, like Laura said. And, like, then it sounded like it was too high for you at some parts. You sounded really strainy. So, it was weird. I'm, like, really torn on this one because I'm really happy that you had more, like, energy and, like, playfulness.
I mean, I don't know Tim McGraw, like, that well. I mean, I'm assuming that this is the kind of song that's associated with the artist. Could you think that there could have been another song, like, a lower song with the same kind of vibe for us? Because I don't really know if there was another option for him or not.
Usually, like, Tim McGraw's lower songs are usually ballads and stuff,
yeah.
So...
I'm kind of happy that he did something like this. What did you think, Val, cute of it?
I agree on the emotion. I'm glad that you sounded genuine this week and, like, you were having fun. I don't know why, but you always sound like you're swaying back and forth when you're recording these songs to me. I, like, always picture you, like, swaying in front of your microphone, and it's just, like, weird. I don't know. I don't know if, like, anyone else heard, but, like, the vocals were mixed really soft for me volume-wise, and, like, there was a lot of peaking throughout the choruses, and, yeah, you were kind of straining on, I think, like, throughout the entire song. It was kind of weird. I wish you would have done, like, one of his lower songs, though, like, if you didn't want to do a ballad, then you... couldn't do a lower song, I guess, but, like, I wish you would have done one of his lower songs, so, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I'm kind of, like, torn on this one, too, because, yeah, you did get on the emotion, but then the vocals were kind of like, huh. The end.
okay, well, Traviat is next, so we can listen to her.
Snap, she submitted early.
I know.
Oh, babe. Sorry, I'm gonna stop.
2 days past 18, he was waiting for the bus in his army green. Sat down in a booth in a cafe there. Gave his order to a girl with a bow in her hair. He's a little shy, so she gave him a smile. And he said, would you mind sitting down for a while and talking? Feeling a little low. She said, I'm off in an hour and I know where we can go. So they went down and they sat on the pier. He said, I bet you got a boyfriend, but I don't care. I got no one to send a letter to. Would you mind if I sent one? Love will never end, waiting for the soldier to come back again. Never more to be alone when the letter's sent, the soldier's coming home. So the letters came from an army camp in California, then Vietnam, and he told her of his heart. When it's getting kind of rough over here, I think of that day sitting down at the pier, and I close my eyes and see your pretty smile. Don't worry, but I won't be
Traviata, she's submitting early.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, Traviata. I liked this for your voice a lot. I think it fit you, like, vocally. I think your performance was a little lacking at the beginning. I think it got better towards the end, like, when you sang, like, the third verse-ish thing towards the end. I really liked that. I just, like, really enjoy listening to you sing because I think you have such a pretty voice, but it's also really, like, unique and different from any of the other voices that we have on VH, I think. I like, enjoyed this. I just wish you had had more emotion at the beginning, but I think it was a good song choice for you. Valk?
Yeah, I agree about your vocals and stuff. No, like, I always enjoy hearing you sing, like, and I'm always, like, taken aback because, like, I always expect you to, like, only sound good on one genre, and then you, like, genre jump, and it's like, whoa, I didn't know you could sound good on rock, and it's like, whoa, I didn't know you could sound good on country, and, like, all the stuff. So, like, yeah. My only note really is I wish that there was a little more emotion in this. And that was basically it. Like, I think my headphones are being weird because I thought your vocals sounded low too, but I don't think they did. I think my earbuds are, like, dying or something. So, yeah. The end.
Garnet?
I kind of had the same feeling, though I think that I was perhaps a little less enthusiastic about this than the other two this week. Just because, I don't know, everything I've heard from you so far has been so, like, high energy and high emotion. Obviously, you can't keep doing high energy every week. I just really felt like the missing emotion this week. I think that had something to do with the fact that your breathing seemed quite awkward in this song. Some of the breaths that you took were in, like, awkward places. And it's really funny how that can, like, affect the mood of a song. For me, anyway, it felt like you're a bit out of breath in some places, and, like, it was hard to get going emotionally. But it did get better towards the end, like Rach said. So I don't know. I don't think it's as good as your other performances, but it was still, like, a good performance from you. And I really liked your voice too. And I think I said that every week I've heard you.
Good job.
Oh, girl.
All right, so we can move on to the next person, which is Maddie.
Yay! I'm excited.
Me too. Maddie's gonna be badass.
Yeah.
A little bit too much of that poison, baby. Last night I did things I'm not proud of, and I got a little crazy. Last night I met a guy on the dance floor, and I let him call me baby. And I don't even know his last name. My mama would be so ashamed. It started off, hey cutie, where you from? And then it turned into, oh no, what am I done? And I don't even know his last name. We left the club about round 3 o'clock in the morning. His Pinto sitting there in the parking lot. Well, it should have been a warning. I had no clue what I was getting into, so I'll blame it on the Cuervo. Oh, where did my manners go? I don't even know his last name. My mama would be so ashamed. It started off, hey cutie, where you from? And then it turned into, oh no, what have I done? And I don't Here we go. Today, I woke up thinking about Elvis somewhere in Vegas. I'm not sure how I got here or how this ring on my left hand just appeared out of nowhere. I gotta go take the chips and the Pinto and hit the road. They say what happens here stays here. All of this will disappear. There's just one little problem. I don't even know my last name. My mama would be so ashamed. It started off, hey cutie, where you from? And then it turned into, oh no, what have I done?
Valak, what'd you think?
Oh, Maddie. I keep on throwing Carrie Underwood at you, hoping you'll do Cowboy Casanova, and you keep on doing all of her other songs. But this was good, too. But you need to do Cowboy Casanova already.
Vogue's gonna like kill you.
Request it. You should request it on the VH thread thing.
I was just thinking that maybe I should, because she's not taking the hint. No. But anyway, I'm glad you did this though, because it was like super sexy, and like as soon as you came in, it was like, oh, Maddie's like riding that bull. It was like, I don't know. It was like really sexy.
Ride that bull.
That's ride what that bull, Maddie. Wave that cowboy hat in the wind. No.
Velg is like having dirty thoughts about Maddie and bulls.
About Maddie in a, yeah, apparently, in a cowboy bar. Yes. But your like talking line, the where did my manners go? That was like super cute and spunky, and like this entire thing. I love the slide you did in the second chorus, which, like, I told you I wanted more slides last week, and you delivered, so I was happy. My only
wait, was
note
that
was, like...
slide on a was that on Ashamed?
On Ashamed, I think it was, yeah. That was hot.
Yeah, I had that down, too.
Girl. My only, like, negative note was the runs at the end. Like, the when you did yeah, it was kind of, like, skidding on, like, being on pitch with the notes, and like the end with like the repetitive stuff sounded a little kind of like you were ad-libbing and like, but like not like polished, like, so I kind of wish you would have polished the end a little better, but like the rest of it was like fantastic and apparently made me super like sexified or something.
Sexy.
Yeah, so it made me aroused and I felt things. No. Alright, anyways. Enough awkwardness.
Laura, what'd you think?
I had the same note about the runs at the end. You seem to... they needed a bit of work. You went flat a few times on there. And the, again, about the ad-lib bits, you seemed a bit behind tempo. Like your back phrasing wasn't always done as well as it could have been. But I love this. It did things to me, too.
Oh, my God. It did things to Garden.
Ooh. Oh, my.
Oh, baby.
Well, that's not necessarily hard. No.
Hey, I'm picky. I only, you know, I'm not excited. Please, me.
Garden and I are dating on Sims Social. Everybody should be
we
jealous.
Totally are. There wasn't enough men, so me and Michelle were like, we should totally just date.
I was like, let's be lesbians. And she's like, okay.
Now we know.
Anyway.
Accept my dating request. Okay. No.
Anyway. I heard this from you, Patty. Your energy was great as always. And I liked the fact that you did some kind of like power slides and stuff in there, and it was raunchy. I like raunchy Maddie. It was good.
Mm-hmm.
Loved it.
Yes, I liked all this too. It was very raunchy. I loved your slide on Ashamed. Some of your liberties were really good. Some of the ones like right before you went into the chorus were a little awkward for me. The first chorus, I wish you'd had a little bit more energy, but then on the rest of it, you were totally fine. The verses were super awesome. Loved it. I loved your talking parts. And then my last note was on the last chorus, you kind of stumbled a bit. Like you did this like, you went like, it started off, hey, cutie. It was like really fast. You came in like really quick and stuff, so yeah.
That was kind of, I think that was what I meant about the back phrasing. She came in a bit late,
okay,
and tried
sorry
to catch up.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
No, that's,
that
no, like, that's
sorry
fine. I'm just making sure that we're on the same page.
You're talking too British for us. We don't understand.
You're talking too, like, technical singing. We don't do that on this show. No, I'm kidding.
We're idiots. We don't comprehend.
Cannot compute. No, okay. We need to move on to the next person, which is Beloved.
I'm sorry, guys.
Wow, you are no longer allowed to judge. No, I'm kidding. You have to stop now. You can't even judge Beloved. No, I'm kidding. That'd be so sad. Okay, Beloved is next.
Baby mine, don't you cry.
beloved star almost called her real name. That's why I went shh.
Oh. Yeah, so, first I don't know if people swear. Like, everyone knows. I don't know if it matters, really.
Yeah, so I guess it doesn't really actually matter. Beloved, you every week come to me and are like, oh my god, my song is so bad. And I'm like, you're ridiculous, I bet it's not bad. And it wasn't bad. It was really good. You sounded super pretty on this, and, like, I loved your higher notes. I loved your backtrack stuff. You did have some weird, like, white noise thing going on. I'm not really sure what that was. But, like, it was still mixed fine. You were all, like, nervous about the levels and stuff, and it still was, like, perfectly mixed for me. I don't know. Like, this was fine. I liked this a lot. Garnet?
Yeah, I pretty much agree with everything that Rafael just said. I had a note about this, too. I really loved the harmonies that you used for this. I think it combined with the relaxed feel you put on the main vocal created a really wonderful soft atmosphere. I was kind of drawn into the performance because of that. So I don't know what I'm trying to say. I just completely had a blank. It doesn't need to be a big song to draw you in, you know? Yeah, I can be drawn in by, like, the overall effect of a song itself, the stylistic choices. I just think that you made all the right choices for this, and it really just drew me in, and I really liked it.
Oh, the word that I wanted to use to describe it was dainty. Sorry.
Flowery.
I just thought of that. Valk, what'd you think?
I have all the same notes, really. Yeah, like, the mixing was fine, and, like, you need to, like, stop being emo. I feel like slapping you sometimes. I'm like, shut up. Oh, my gosh. Because it was, like, really, like, yeah, it was really soothing, and, like, I'm not a big fan of this song, and, like, he really, like, drew me in, and it was, like, a lullaby, and, like, yeah, I love the harmonies that you threw in, like, the middle of the song, and it was just, like, really well executed, and, like, yeah, well performed and, like, awesome. Woo.
I really feel like the harmonies just stopped it becoming stagnant. I think that it was such a delicate song, but the harmonies added, like, the slightest amount of build. And
yeah, it, like, flowed really well. Yeah. Like, the song is usually boring to me. And, like, yeah, it just, like, flowed really well.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, so we're going to do eliminations for not the finals and whatever. You know, all that jazz.
All that stuff.
Let's see. Okay. So, who won for you tonight, Val?
That's hard. I think
first person
Maddie.
In the finale. Maddie is the first person going to the finale. She has a chance to win Lone Star again.
Again.
I know.
Yay.
Who is next for you, Garnet?
Next for me was Beloved Star 18.
Oh, she's Beloved Star. Yay, Beloved. Beloved, you are the next person in the finale. So at least Traviata and Russ. Russ, we felt like you had some pitchy moments and strainy moments. And Traviata, we wish you had had more emotion. So that's kind of why you guys weren't the first two saved. We ultimately, though, decided to put Traviata through the finale because we just felt that her vocals were more solid and she did have some emotion. It just wasn't as up to par as it had been the last few weeks. Mm-hmm. And, like, Russ, I'm really happy that you made it this far and that, like, I think your vocals were what kind of killed you this week, but I think, like, your energy and emotion were awesome, and I'm, like, really happy that you took that risk to, like, be more playful and stuff.
Yeah, it was, like, a big improvement, so good job.
So for the finale, it's going to be due at midnight on September 8th, which is a Thursday. We're going to kind of do something like we did on Popstar / Lone Star last season. We're going to stick with country rock and country pop like we did last season, but instead of doing country, we're just going to do free choice so you guys can do what you want. So do free choice, for that. So that's kind of similar to what we did on Popstar. So do free choice and then a country pop song and a country rock song. I had lists last year, so I think I'll try to find them again.
Woo.
For rock and pop. Mm-hmm. But yeah. Thank you, Garnet, again for being here. And thank you to our wonderful semifinalists, and good luck to our finalists. And
yeah.
Indeed.
Good night.
Good night. Bye.